Excuse me, my
Hello.
feelings. Hi, am I speaking to Asishle?
Yeah, is it?
Hi, ma'am. My name is Nushera Subial. I'm calling you from East Coast Radio News Watch. I spoke to your friend yesterday, Asishle, about the passing of your brother, 7-year-old Swakalo.
Yes.
And I was looking, if possible, just firstly, condolences to you and your family. I know at the time you had told your friend that you just want to speak to your parents to see if they're happy for you to possibly speak to us. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can hear
Yes, I am just looking to possibly speak to someone in your family, Asishle, just basically about how you guys are doing.
where are you calling from?
I am calling from East Coast Radio News. Can you hear me?
Oh, from East Coast Radio.
Yes, East Coast Radio News. I spoke to your friend yesterday.
Yes.
Yes, and I think
Oh,
you were looking
okay.
to.
Can
Yes.
oh, sorry. Can I confirm to my mother first? I will come back to
You want to
you.
come back to me?
No, I will talk to you just now. Let me tell her first.
Okay, all right. Do you want me to maybe call you back?
Hello.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, and you, ma'am?
Good. My name is
Yes.
Nushera Subial. I'm calling you from East Coast Radio News Watch in Durban. We're so sorry to disturb you guys. I know it's a very busy time for your
Yes.
family after the passing. Who am I speaking to?
Speaking to the father of the late son.
Father, okay.
Yes, the father, yes.
Truly condolences to you and your family. We followed the rescue that was happening on Monday, and we reported extensively on Skalo, just basically on what was going on, and we said that we need to speak to you guys at some stage just to check how you are doing as a family. And just to put something together for our listeners, just to hear from you. How are you guys?
So far, not okay. It's not right. Still, not right. You still are disturbed.
Yeah.
We still disturbed, like
By what has happened?
the story of the accident.
Yes.
Hello.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I hear now. Yeah. Can you repeat
Yes.
your question?
Firstly, can you please give me your name and surname?
Okay. Name is Mduduzi Innocent Ntola.
Okay, so Induduzi.
Innocent
Innocent.
Ntola.
So a
NT.
normal spelling of Carlo's name, no?
Yes.
Surname. Okay.
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
Ma, what was the language? We've got three.
Three children.
Yeah, three children.
So you're Carlos' father, no?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Is he your only son, or is there one more son?
One more son.
There's one more son. Okay.
Yes.
So Nduduzi, the interview, if you guys are comfortable for us to interview you, is going to be over the phone, okay?
Yes.
And the interview is going to be recorded. Meaning, I'm going to press something on my side, and the conversation between you and I will be recorded. And then, what we're going to do is we're going to take parts of the recording and we're going to play it on the radio. Is that okay with you and Duduzi for us to play some of it on the radio?
Okay, because you want to hear the side of the story.
No, absolutely. But also, we're not calling for anything outrageous or to hear, you know, what people have to say. We're just calling to check also just how you guys are doing as a family, how your funeral preparations are going. If you can tell us a lot about your son, we would appreciate that also.
Okay.
The kind of personality he had. He's so cute.
Oh, thank you.
So, Nduduzi, I'm going to start recording on my side.
1 minute. I want to raise the voice of the phone on my side so that you can talk properly.
Okay, no problem.
Hello?
Hi, Nduduzi. Are you in a better place?
Yes, okay. I can hear you now.
Thank you very much for your time again. We really appreciate it. I know it must be very difficult to talk to us and to relive things over and over again, but I don't want to take too much of your time. And Duduzi, my first question to you is, firstly, can you tell us about your son? He's 7 years old. He was in grade 2. What kind of personality did he have?
My son was so friendly. We bond. We know each other. We share love. Sometimes he used to come to me, ask to help him to do homeworks. I used to do that. My son loves sports a lot. He loves soccer. He watches soccer. That's how he is. He's a lovely son. He's friendly. He's familiar. Most of the people around here, where we stay, they know him. It looks like he's bright. He's going somewhere. He had the dreams. Although he was young, but when you talk to him, you can hear whatever he's saying. It makes sense. He was a dream boy. When you're watching the soccer, he used to compare with the stars, especially Neymar, most
all
of the
soccer
players. Yeah. Soccer players, they're playing overseas. That's what he was dreaming. He used to tell me that one of the days I want to play the soccer, when you're going to buy me the boots, all those things. So that's how he is. I'm so sad. I'm so down. I'm so disappointed. I don't know how can I explain the way I feel. We are the family. We lost. We still expecting more to him, the way he is. But he's no longer now. So,
tell me.
I'm speechless. I'm still got an imagine of him in front of me, joking with me. He used to, when I'm coming to work, he used to ask me, Dad, what you've got for me? You bought me something, because he knows I used to put him something each and every day since he came in this world, the way I love him.
And in the doozy, I'm so sorry to hear. And it sounds like you had the most beautiful relationship with your child. Nduduzi, can you tell us a little bit about Sunday? What happened on Sunday, and when was the alarm raised that he's missing?
On Sunday, we wake up, me and her mother, to prepare to go to church. Because we were a little bit later, we said, no, let's just leave the kids. We prepare ourselves. We went to church. We came at church about maybe 5 o'clock. We left him in home with his sister and his brother. So we came back. When he came back, he asked him, where is my son? Where is Kalo? No, they said, no, he came here and asked for food. They give him the food. He played a little bit. Then he go to nearby shop to play with the other boy. So, okay, so we send this fine. Then we called his brother to look for him. It was around 6:30 or 6:30. So he went and look. He couldn't find him. He came back. When he came back, maybe in 15 minutes or 10 minutes, then he swear. I said, no, let me go and check for myself. Then I check, look around. As he his man, he said, no, we not find him. He said, no. Then we go out looking everywhere. The committee come together, look for him. Then we ask him, who the last person to see go with? We found that he's going with his friends. Okay? They go with his friends. The story said they went for hunting. Okay. When we asked his friends where they last saw him, they said they went for hunting, they came back. Then when they came back, they go to the shop where they bring the machine. They live in there. They live in there on a shop. Then they go in their home. Then we ask him where he left him. They said, no, we left them there by shop. He would bring the machine. Then after that, what happened? They said, no, they don't know because they live in there. So when we found the information that some, they said there is one car came there and stopped and grabbed him and put him in the car and ran away, the other kids. So we're getting confused now. But the way the stool came through, me as a father, I wanted to believe that, because when he said they left him in the shop, they left him in the shop, then they go. So we couldn't find him, and nobody knows about around here on the family. They don't know where he is. Then we said, no, maybe that's true. Eh? But when we found that no, they said, no, it's something fishy. It's not true, actually. Then we asked the other boys. They give us a false information. We asked him, where are you going to hunting? They chose at the school where he was schooling in Timbini. We went to school, searching there, we couldn't find him. We went to the college, Etegwini College, nearby Ketomena. They showed us there by the river. We went to the river with the whole community, all over. We're looking there. But when we're looking there, was it on the following day? I'm so sorry, ma'am. Was it the following day?
No, it's okay. The following day.
Yeah, it was the following day. Because the first day when you came on church, we look all over until Monday. I'm so sorry, ma'am, to not put you accordingly. We came back on we looking on Sunday. We looking the whole night until in the morning. Then the morning we wake up and search again. It's where we call the boys and give us a false information. Then after that, there's a rumor that they saw him going with the three boys, or the fourth boys. They're going with the dogs. The other small girls, they know him, they school together. Okay, it's fine. Then after that, there's a lady, she came with the car, she stopped nearby me. She said, hey, You are the father of the son. I said, yes. He said, I got information here with my son. I said, oh. He said, yeah. I said, okay, you know what? Let's go down with the community there. Then you can explain there. Because that time I want to pray, all those things. Then he went there. My old daughter was there. They got in the car.
Yeah.
They go straight where the body of my son was. The small boy, he got information. He was there when the accident started. But he kept quiet. All along, they keep him quiet with the other boys. They give us information. They didn't want to give us the false. They give us a false information. That's like his grandmother. he tried to ask him slowly to find the truth, what happened actually, both of them. He tried to dig him, it's where the lighty, the young boy, he told the truth, what happened. That's why he came to me, he said, he got the information that I know, but hear yourself what he's saying. I said, no, go to the community. When they go to the community, he said, they get on the car, they go in the car, all the cars in the community following him. He's going right down there by Albert Hospital. Mm-hmm. There's a ground there. Near the ground, across the ground, there was a river there. When they reached them, my daughter, she phoned me, Dad, we found the clothes of this girl here.
Oh, my goodness.
The son that they got information, he lead them there. Then they found the clothes there. When they found the clothes there, then they try to find out what happened. Remember, the following day on Monday, they tried to phone the security guys there by a Phoenix that got a helicopter. So
yes,
I forgot their name.
Yes.
Yes. That's the first guys they came to look all over. That's a guy they were 14, looking all over to check where my son is. That's the first guys that came to look all over the aeroplane, the helicopter, so with the helicopter. Then they were there on the river. They kept searching there. Then they found the clothes there. When they found the clothes there, we came there. When they told me they found the clothes, I dropped everything. I go there, joined them. Then still searching there on the river. There are two guys, members of the community. They found him on the river, same way the clothes was on top of the rock, right there. They found him, they pulled him. When I was closer to them, because I was looking, but they were coming on the other side. When I saw the other guy touching another guy near to him, call him closer, they picking up. When they keep picking up, I said, that's my son, that's my light, that's my son. That's how we found him.
Yo, Mduduzi, I'm so, so sorry. Do you think that, what do you think about everything that happened and how it unfolded? What did the children say after that?
I'm sorry?
I said, what did the children say after his body was found, his friends, who all the false information came from?
Okay, Memo, I forgot to tell you another story here. You know, when we found that on Sunday, my son is not found, around 11 to 12 o'clock in that hour, we went to the Katamara police station to report. I forgot to tell you that. We went to police station to report on that. Yes, I forgot to tell you that.
No, it's okay. I know that you guys reported it because I spoke to the police.
Okay, thanks.
But now, after his body was found, what did you guys say to his? Did his friends talk to you? The boys who were with him. Did they explain why they didn't come forward and say what happened?
What as I said to you, ma'am, before, if you remember, I said the boy they give us a false information.
Yeah, why?
They give us a false information. We didn't find why, but because my first daughter, daughter, she found that when the son that he gave us information, that the son that he lead us, he said when they were there, one of the boys, they told him to strip, then strip. Then they told them to go on the river. He was there too. When they found that my son is drawing there, then they tried to pull him, but they couldn't because it seems as they were going through. They left him, then they go back, come back to the community. Remember, there's a ground there. So the other boys, they were playing there. And the people that were there, but they couldn't tell them. They just came through in their homes. Then I found that later, around 2 o'clock, they went back, or 4 o'clock, they went back to the river. They shouted at him, Skalo, Skalo, Skalo. They couldn't find him. Then they come back. The same day on Sunday, they never say anything.
Sure.
Then when we ask him, they give us a false information.
Yeah.
That's how we don't understand young boys. These boys I'm talking about is less than 12 years. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 12 years. Now, we don't know how they give us a false information, how they can sleep with a such thing in their mind. How come they didn't traumatize? How they can keep quiet? How can they sleep with a such thing in their mind? I'm talking about teenagers here, 7 years to 12 years. That's what I'm talking about. How come they give us a false information? Because the first time when they saw my son was drowning there, they're supposed to shout because there's a people on the ground there. They will save my son. They will save my son because from the river to the ground, it's not even 3 minutes. It's not even a minute to come and shout. Somebody's drowning there, but they didn't do that. That's what I don't understand. But because now I'm in this situation, I can't talk a lot.
Mm.
And I don't understand what type of children they are. What was in their mind when Man Lighty was drawing there, battling there, fighting for his life? I couldn't understand. They leave my son there behind. They know my son is going to be dead. When they're coming back, they're shouting, Strado, my son is can't even talk because he's already drowned. Imagine 2 hours, 4 hours, they left him there and then they're coming back. I didn't want to talk about that because I was still angry. I want to come all. I'm a member of the God. I'm praying God. I know God maybe is a way you want to take him. I can't stop God if it's for his plan. I try to save my son as much as I can.
I understand, Ndudusi.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Imagine. My son was battling for fighting for his life in the river. Imagine you drawing, you fighting, you screaming. I've got that imagination. So that's how I feel. I'm dead inside. I can't explain how I feel.
Understand. How is your wife, your son's mom, and how is his siblings?
When I'm talking about this son, the whole community, because they know him very well. He's friendly at school, where he was schooling. If he can phone where he was schooling in Sembini, phone the principal there and his teacher, you will hear, they'll tell you how he was amazing boy in school, where he was schooling. They will tell you how he has behaved, how he was. He was an amazing son. He was a future boy. He has a vision. When you talk, you can hear. He got a vision, he got that thing. He loves school. He loves books. But you know, Delighty, the boys, when they came together, what they're doing.
Yeah.
That thing was doing for the boys' games. It was the boys' games. That's what he was doing.
Yeah. And he used to go and hunt with his friends often. Was it something that happened weekly? Or is it the first time he went with his friend?
It's not the first time, but not so far. And I told him, he mustn't go there. He mustn't go far. I told him, boy, you mustn't go far. Please, because it's dangerous there.
Mm-hmm.
Although, because the way is far, because it's far, it's not closer. That's what I was saying. I don't know actually what they I don't know they went there. I don't mean they're going around there in the area, not far.
How
Not far.
far is that from your home?
Maybe when we leave there to go, there's, I can say maybe it's 30 minutes or 25 minutes around there.
Oof. And he walked, they all walked there. How did they even get there?
The boys, they grow in this area, all of them, even him too. They know. Remember, there's a ground there.
Yes.
The beautiful ground. As I told you, on his mind, he loves soccer. He got he got that dream to play the soccer.
So maybe they were just hanging out there.
Exactly. And they, maybe they got that dream. When he see this ground, he see himself maybe playing there one day. Or yes.
No, I absolutely understand, Nduduzi. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Let me stop you there. I don't want you to relive it anymore.
Thank you so much
for your time.
Yes, sorry, ma'am. And I want to add that my wife, she couldn't say anything. She's crying. She's totalized. It's very sad. From the day we found our son is missing, we never slept. We never eat. Even now, we can't, but we're trying because we found the body.
Yeah.
Now we found the body.
Have you guys worked out any funeral arrangements for him yet?
Yes, we got that arrangement for the funeral because we're going to bury him in Eastern Cape at Lusiki City.
Okay. He grew up in Durban. You guys are from Durban?
Yeah. Maybe the rest of our life is spending in Durban, but originally coming from Eastern Cape.
Okay.
We still got a home there, but because of working here, our life actually is here in Durban.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how are your children?
It's very sad.
Yeah.
I was talking to them today in the morning. I can see. It's sad. Even you can see they can't even talk. I was trying to console them, to tell them they must accept it. They said it's not easy. Remember, we still see his clothes here. His book's still here. His name is written on his books. His clothes are around it. We can see everything. It's not easy to forget about him. It's not easy at all.
Yeah.
It's a shame. We are very sad. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we thank the member of the Katomena, Zimbini. We thank the guys there. All of them tried to help us as much as they can.
So wonderful how the community came together. I'm so glad that you guys found him. We were hoping that he just got lost or got hurt. But yeah. Hey, but Ntutuzi, thank you very much. I'm going to leave you now. Thank you very much for your time. Almost half
thank
an
you.
Hour.
Thank you
for
ma'am.
Speaking to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks so much. You know, ma'am, sorry.
Tell me.
I gave you this chance to talk to me because not that I said no, I can't, because I didn't say no, I can't to talk to the news, because this thing is expressed all over on the social media.
Yes.
That's why you found that thing on the social media. The community did that and the neighbors did that because they want to help us because they saw the way things was happening. So
yes.
They spread, yes, and they help us a lot. They help us a lot.
No, it's amazing. I saw the pictures. I was like, this entire your entire community came out.
Yes.
But I appreciate your time, and I'll put something together.
Yes. And if you see there on a picture, the man who's holding the Sunday, it was me.
I'll just look now.
If you see, you can see in the picture that the man is holding the sun with the blanket, which was me. And if you can see, the man was wearing the white vest, which was me on the ground. I was standing there. I was gripping my heart. And as soon as I grabbed him, I want to feel him because it's my blood. I hold him tight. I said, they must. They said, no. I said, I can't leave him. I hold him. I took him out on the river, on the bush, and I left him in the ground because it's my blood. I want to feel him. I want to feel him because I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I took him as soon as they grabbed him. I take him. I hold him. I hold him. And I cried. And I screamed. I screamed loudly. They said, I said, no, they must leave me because I want to touch my, I want to hold him. I want to bond him with him.
Oh, Ndudusi. I'm so sorry.
Okay, ma'am. Okay, thank you for
listening. I see the pictures. No, thank you for your time. I really appreciate it. I know it wasn't easy.
Yes.
But I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'll be in touch just to see how things are going, okay?
Yeah, it's fine. No problem, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Okay.